pretty common for people to get to this time of year and feel, well, pretty much cooked. Like there are too many fires burning, work, family, commitments, and you seem to be the one running around trying to keep them all going. That's burnout. And it doesn't just hit when you're busy. It builds slowly when you've been pushing too hard for too long without taking a moment to breathe. In this episode, I'm going to unpack what's really going on when burnout creeps in, how to recognize it early, how to take back control, and how to stop those flames before they consume your energy, your focus, and your passion. Because if you want to finish strong in sport, business, or life at the end of this year, you've got to learn how to manage your fire, not fight it.
I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body.
This time of year, burnout seems to be quite prevalent. Now, maybe it's because people can see the finish line, they can see the end of the year, but they also know that there's still a bit of work to do to get there. So some people are just hanging on. I think at this time of year, particularly for people where the clocks change, either daylight saving is starting or finishing, that mucks up your whole biorhythms, your body's clock. And even though it's only an hour, it does change things. And I've also been approached by a few people this week who talked about burnout. It's conversations I'm having with people in my family unit, friends. So it does happen at this time of year. Now, I'm someone who's prone to burnout as well, so I want to pass on what I've learned. And I also know that given I've had a few conversations about it just today, someone I was interviewing for the interview part of the podcast, they were talking about it, plus one of the athletes that they coach were having problems with it. I had someone approach me today about doing some coaching around it. Yeah, so if it's happening for a couple of people, it's probably happening at a more broader level. And like I said, I know at this time of year it's happening. So let's look at the word burnout. And I know I've had this conversation with you guys before, but not everyone's been here for the long haul. And if you look at that concept of fire. More often than not, when we experience burnout, we've got too many fires that we're trying to tend to. And what happens is we're getting pulled in so many different directions. We kind of think everything's important, and we get drawn into these different projects. Some of them are our own. Some of them are important people in our lives. It could be our work, whatever it is. And this is a common problem for high performers like you. You push yourself hard. You have high expectations on yourself. You demand high results, high energy in lots of different places. You're generally passionate about a particular part of your life, so you throw yourself into that, whether it's your sport, your exercise, your work, whatever it is. And so you overdo it. And so what's happening is you've got all these little fires. And you know what a fire needs? It needs oxygen, it needs fuel, and it needs someone there to tend it. And what happens is when you do that all year and then you add in a few extra projects, you know, you think, oh, I can manage just this one more thing. Other people throw you projects. Some of them projects that aren't even yours. They're not even important to you. But somehow you end up taking on other people's stuff. Then those projects that or situations or fires that come your way that are completely out of your control. Everyone gets thrown curveballs they weren't ready for. So suddenly you're running around trying to give these fires oxygen, trying to add fuel, trying to make sure they're contained, because some of them start burning out of control and that takes more energy. Some of them go out because you've neglected them, and you can see why your flame burns out, because you just can't keep going and managing all of these different areas. And then the most important flame, your health, tends to suffer. Sometimes because you've let it go out, you've stopped the habit. Sometimes because you start skipping days, it becomes a habit. Maybe your nutrition slides because you're tired. Man, I know that one. It's a pattern and it's a habit. And so particularly in my first few years after going into business full time, it was something that I really struggled with. Sometimes when you're in business for yourself, you never feel done. Actually, it's quite often, actually. But I know that's also true. It can be true in a corporate environment. That was for me at times when you've got big things on, and then when you've got lots going on with your family. And so what I've learned is it's always about coming back to what's most important and getting clarity on that. Like, do you know what's most important in your life? Now, most people do when they're pressed, but when I ask them, have they got it written down? They generally say, no, but I know what it is in the top of my head. And I say, do you know what order they fall in? And then they give a vague answer. And then sometimes they've got the order wrong. And it can be hard for people to reconcile, but the top of that list has got to be yourself. If you want to avoid burnout, you need to make sure you are looking after yourself first and foremost. Now, for parents or someone who's particularly caring, they love to help other people, they can find that really challenging, but it's necessary. If you want to be the best parent, the best partner, the best work colleague, the best leader, the best friend, you need to make sure you're looking after yourself. It's interesting when you watch often sporting teams and they have setbacks, maybe they're having a few losses, and they often talk about, we just got to get back to the training paddock and work harder. But that doesn't always work. In fact, it's often the worst thing that you can do. Instead, it's about, okay, where do I need to rest? Where do I need to recover? Where do I need to solidify my plan and get back to what's most important? Because you can, in a team environment, it's a high-performance sport environment, you can get guilty of losing touch with your actual plan. You make a few adjustments here, a few adjustments there. You watch what other people are doing. You think, okay, we need to improve there. We add something else. But then you go away from that core part of who you are as individuals, as team, and what's most important. And that rest and recovery. So if you're in that place now where you're feeling like, okay, I'm getting pretty tired, I've got to get to the end of the year. It's not just about saying, I just got to get to the end of the year. Because all that's going to do is perpetuate more endings to whether it's terms, whether it's the year, whether it's projects where you're just like, I just got to get to the end. But then you just repeat it next time. You have a bit of a rest, and then eventually it gets to the point where you can't give anymore. Because each time you don't rest properly, each time you go back into that same pattern, it takes a bit more away. One of my long-term clients, I've done stuff with him, with his business, that happened to him 12 months ago. And he is someone who's high energy, who's go, go, go. He's like up really early in the morning to the gym every day, so disciplined. He rests well, but it can still happen. No one's immune from this if they're not making sure that they're getting their rest and recovery, that they're making sure that they are prioritizing their health. And of course, there are different times where that changes as well. You go through different phases. You need to make adjustments. It's not just always the same line where you can keep it going that same pace, that same way. Circumstances change. Your priorities change. What you're capable of can change. Another thing I've found with people I've coached for a longer period of time is that they're suddenly going, oh, I can't get as much done as I did before. And there's probably another conversation, but it's like, well, probably because you are adding so much more value in a shorter period of time because you are not wasting your time on the things that are low-value tasks for you. So when you get more of that flow state going, when you're finding that you're creating so much value and you're getting so many great results by just focusing on the parts where you most naturally thrive, and you can get the balance. And then there's another habit to get around, which is just getting used to the downtime and just accepting that it's okay for you to switch off. So at the moment, so that if you're in burnout, great time to do it. If you are feeling a little bit off, great time, but also knowing that it is more prevalent at this time of year, do an audit on yourself. What are the fires that you've got burning at the moment? What can wait? What's draining you? What aren't even yours? Where are you giving too much? Where you should be giving more to yourself or to your family? Maybe some of those fires you can just let go altogether. And once you get yourself sorted, then it's coming back to what is the single most important fire at any given time. Because you can't do everything and you can't juggle too many fires at once. Eventually, something's got to give. So do an audit, Load up on the fires that are most important. Get them firing. Get them contained. So you need boundaries. You need boundaries on your own ones. You need to make sure you're not crossing other people's boundaries. Make sure other people have boundaries. So that when you've got all of yours in order, you've got clarity around them, you've got them prioritized, then the most important ones will continue to thrive and you won't get caught looking after things that you shouldn't. This will keep you high energy. It'll keep you, well, it'll allow you actually space to rest so you can recharge and continue to be a high performer that not only is hitting a high level consistently, but is able to continue to increase your level of performance again and again.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.